And here he is, America's favorite storyteller, Bob Burns.
Understand, I got off just in time. I don't know. That was a pretty close call. I want to tell you, though, folks, you know, I was just sitting over there thinking, here we are at the finish of the most romantic week. That is the week of the first week of the most romantic month in the year. That's the month of June. Now, I know that, of course, this is the month for romance. Romance is in the air. You can see it everywhere you go. On the way down here today, I saw a sign in the furniture store window. He says, you get the girl, we'll do the rest. Now, you know, that don't sound quite fair to me. But I want to tell you, some of you girls, you've got 3 weeks left. If you don't get him this month, well, then you'll have to put it off. Now, I'll give you one little shortcut. I want to give you a piece of advice, you girls. Never ask a man to tell you the reasons why he loves. Because if he's in any shape to reason at all, he ain't in love. That's how my Aunt Peachy Sims lost that sailor I told you about that she met on the beach at Santa Monica last week. She, in a thoughtless moment, she asked him to write down in the sand, control yourself, sailor. She told him in a thoughtless moment, she asked him to write down in the sand all the reasons why he didn't like her. And he started writing. Well, he was writing, and that was just a week ago Sunday. She got a telegram from him yesterday, and he says, I'm on the beach 14 miles north of Santa Barbara and still going. You know, now I can understand that sailor. He's got a lot of things. Aunt Peachy's got a lot of things that he could write down in that sand. He could get as far as Santa Barbara just on her appearance alone. There is the ugliest woman. I know she ain't listening tonight, so don't worry about it. There is the homeliest woman I think I ever saw in my life. Do you know that she's so ugly, she has to sneak up on a dipper to get a drink? And another one of her bad features, I think, is her nose. The longest nose I ever saw in a human being. I'll never forget the time they ran a profile picture of her on page one of the Van Buren Press Argus, and her nose was continued on page eight. And, of course, it ain't her fault, the receding chin. Now, that ain't her fault. She inherited that. You ought to see her father. That's my Uncle Hart. Now, I'll never forget the time they hung him. He had such a receding chin, they had to put the rope under his arm. But what she lacks in appearance, Aunt Peachy makes up for in romance. Yeah, I never saw a woman in my life as romantic as Aunt Peachy Sims. I'll never forget the time she fell in love with the garbage man out here. And not only did she put a big ribbon on the garbage can, but on top of the garbage she spelled out, I love you, with old potato peeling. But now she's got, Aunt Peachy got her a man. We was all surprised when she told us that she was going to marry this saxophone player. Now, I want to tell you, she's happy, of course, but it pretty near killed Grandma. But when she heard that her daughter was going to marry a saxophone player, Grandma says that... I don't blame you there, brother. Grandma says there ain't been a disgrace like that in the family since my oldest daughter run off with a Huffmobile salesman. And now, you girls, you've got to... Now's the time to get yourself a man. And there's always the place. It's international, this romance thing. Every town in the world, every country in the world, it's got its place, especially for romance. Now then, Algiers has got its Casbah. Honolulu has got its Waikiki Beach, and Paris has got its sidewalk cafes. Out here, we have the balcony of Grauman's Chinese Theater. Yes, thank you.
Today's my birthday. Happy birthday, Joe, from me to me.
Your friends ought to be saying that to you.
Friends, huh? I don't seem to have friends anymore.
No, and for a good reason. Listen.
Say, do you mean...
B.O. is a mighty big handicap to have when trying to make friends. Why take chances?
Don't take chances. Use Life Boy in your daily bath. Now that the weather is really getting warm, Life Boy's protection is especially important. You can't stop perspiration, but you can stop B.O. by bathing daily with Life Boy. It's the only soap especially made to do just that. Make sure that you're getting extra clean by using Life Boy's rich, purifying lather in your tub or shower. Extra clean means Life Boy clean.
Brother, a word to the wise is sufficient. I'm taking a Life Boy bath right now.
La, 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 la. Singing in the bathtub, singing for joy. Living the life of Life Boy. Can't help singing, cause I know that Life Boy really stops B.O.
Be popular. Use Life Boy.
Oh, hello, Shirley. What are you dressed up about?
Oh, I just came from a June wedding. Gee, it was lovely, Robin. The bride looked just beautiful.
The kind of weather we've been having, I suppose she walked in with orange blossoms in one hand and a smudge pot in the other.
Well, she did have orange blossoms, and she also went by tradition and had something old and something new and something borrowed and something blue.
You know, that reminds me of the time my Aunt Pootie got married. She had her face lifted just for the occasion, so when she showed up for the wedding, she was old, her face was new, her dress was borrowed, the groom took one look at her, and he blew.
Oh, Robin, don't you have any sentiment at all?
Why, sure, Shirley, I think marriage is wonderful, but you know, a husband should remember that little thoughtfulness goes a long way toward making a happy marriage. I'd just like to give a little advice to new June grooms right now. Don't forget, boys, your wife likes flowers. Every once in a while, bring her home a package of seeds.
Oh, Robin, is that all the advice you can give them?
No, here's another thought, dear. When you go on a honeymoon, boys, it may embarrass your bride if everybody knows she's just been married. So put her at ease. Act like an old married couple. Let her carry the suitcase.
Have you been to a wedding lately, Robin?
Now, it's funny you mentioned that. Just day before yesterday. You know, Shirley, that couple that got married reminded me of the little bungalow they're going to move into right after the ceremony.
Oh, you mean they look so neat and modern?
No, she was freshly painted and he was 3/4 plastered.
Why, Robin, you're making light of love and marriage.
Wait a minute. Why mention love and marriage in the same breath, Shirley? Well, now, after all, there is a difference. You know, love is a whole lot like a series of beautiful pictures. Marriage is like the same old wallpaper. Now, that ain't funny. I didn't think so either. You know, Shirley, I think that trip down the aisle is one of life's most sentimental journeys.
That's funny, Robin. The title of the song I'm going to sing is Sentimental Journey.
No.
Yes.
Why, this wouldn't happen again in 1,000 years. Go ahead, Shirley.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, I got my reservation. Spent each dime could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven. Count every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take this sentimental journey. Sentimental journey.
Shirley.
Well, thank you, Robin.
You know, Shirley, good singing like that reminds me the opera season starts here pretty quick. We ought to see about getting some tickets.
Well, I didn't know you liked opera, Robin.
It may interest you to know, Shirley, when I was a boy, I had a very fine soprano voice.
Well, you didn't sing in the opera, did you?
Well, no, not in the opera, but I sang classical music. My voice was so high then that they dressed me in girls' clothes and I had to sing in the girls' choir. Doggone it, just when I got old enough to start enjoying myself, my voice changed.
Oh, look, here comes Leo Gorsey. Maybe he'd like to go to the opera, too.
Yeah, we'll insist that he goes. It'll do the boy good.
Oh, take me back to Footland. Commander, I'm sure.
Hello, Leo.
Oh, yeah, my little post office.
Post office?
Yeah, you're the little frail that sends this mail.
Leo, if you'll listen a minute, and you might hear this, there's quite a lull on just if you'll listen a minute, I got something to say to you, son.
Okay, Pop, start beating your chop.
Well, Shirley and I thought you might be interested in going to the opera with us.
Nothing doing. I went to the Metropolitan Opera House once. It's just like Grant's tomb with sound effects. Every time I rattle my popcorn sack, I got nothing but dirty looks.
Well, Leo, it has to be quiet at the opera so you can hear every note of the music.
Sure. I learned the hard way, too, Leo. First time I went, I took along a sack of peanuts. But the people around me got so annoyed when I cracked them that I finally had to put my peanut in my mouth and soak the shell on.
Well, that ain't for me, Pop. No, sir. I like shows where I can yell and whistle.
Leo, how did it happen that you went to the opera even once?
They got me in there on false pretenses. They advertised the chorus at 20, but if you ask me, every one of them was over 50.
That was an operatic chorus. They picked them for their voices, not for their ages.
Well, the only kind of chorus I like is the kind that comes out on a runway.
Well, now, wait a minute, Leo. Maybe you didn't see a good opera. What was the name of the one you saw?
Well, I forget. I think it was Madame Butterscotch. No, that wasn't it. Maybe it was the Barber of the Mill.
That's Barber of Seville.
Well, I know it was a barber of some kind because I certainly got clipped.
Well, Leo, some operas are very entertaining. Of course, I don't suppose you're familiar with the Merry Wives of Windsor.
No, but I get pretty familiar with some gay babes in Brooklyn.
Never mind, Leo. It takes real talent to be an opera star.
Oh, altogether different in radio, eh, Pop?
Well, I don't know about that. In fact, Leo, I think Robin possesses a lot of qualities that a good opera star must have. He has a resonant voice with fine tone qualities.
Yeah, you know, most operatic bass singers have a barrel chest like mine.
Barrel chest? Don't look now, Pop, but your hoops have slipped.
Guess what do you mean by that?
Well, to put it blandly, your barrel has gone to pot.
That's a fine way to talk to Robin after all he's done for you.
Yeah, I think you're right, Shirley. I'm sorry, Pop, I didn't mean it. Leastwise, not in a declamatory way. And just to show you how I appreciate what you've done for me, I'm going to give you credit for my latest farm development.
Well, thank you, Leo. What is this latest creation of yours?
Well, Pops, I'm going to cross a beaver with a parrot, so when he gnaws down a tree, he can holler, Timber!
Well, now, why don't you go a little further with that idea and cross the beaver with an electric eel? Then when he builds a dam, he can install his old power plant.
That's a very silly idea, but I'll give it some thought.
Well, Leo, how about giving some more thought to going to the opera?
Yeah, Leo, it'll add to your education.
I don't need to be educated. I studied musical depreciation in school.
And just what did you learn about music?
I learned to chew a spitball in 4/4 time.
That's a fine education in music. Is that all you learn?
I learned other things. For instance, would Scatty hear about Bill the Stool Pigeon?
Is that an opera?
Certainly. Didn't you never hear about Bill the Stool Pigeon, Elias Willie the Squealer?
That's alias, Leo.
I was using the past tense. This guy was also known as Billy the Snitch.
Let's see, Billy the Snitch. That couldn't be William Tell.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You've hit the hammer right on the thumb.
Well, hit me with a story, Leo.
Once upon a time, there was a guy named William Tell. He lived in Switzerland where he used to watch the cheese. In fact, he was the original Swiss watch. Till one day, the king suspected his movements. The king then tried to get Willie to sing, but Willie, being Swiss, could only yodel. This made the king mad, so taking off his hat to cool his head, he told Willie to bow to it, but Willie refused. "Why don't you bow?" said the king. "My girdle is too tight," answered Willie. Which, if you want to know something, it's a very snappy reply. "Well, okay," said the king. "I will bet your life against your sons that you can't shoot an apple off the kid's cranium, which is a very selfish way to bet." So Willie answered, "Those are very high Swiss stakes." "Howsoever, I will take a shot, even though the kid is my favorite tax exemption." "Look," says Willie Jr., "let's think this thing over, as it is not very stylish for kids to go around with arrows in their noggins." "Quiet," said his old man, "and just close your mouth so I can tell your head from the apple." "Well, with that, he lets go his shot at the apple. It was a pippin, that is, until the arrow hit it."
Yeah, Leo, and just like your story, it ended up a lot of applesauce.
Yeah.
This tune always makes me think of a wedding. I wonder if I'll ever walk down the aisle to that tune.
Perhaps if you'll pay attention to a sound that goes like this.
That's like the Life Boy foghorn. You're trying to tell me that I...
Yes, everyone needs Life Boy in their daily bath. It stops BO.
In warmer weather especially, be sure to use Life Boy regularly. Life Boy gives you double protection because Life Boy affords first all over head to toe and second lasting protection. That's double protection against the possibility of offending. Make sure you're extra clean. Life Boy clean by using that rich purifying lather in your bath every day.
Say, I'm heading for a Life Boy bath right now.
Singing in the bathtub, singing for joy, living the life of Life Boy. Can't help singing, cause I know that Life Boy really stops.
Be popular. Use Life Boy. The Suitcase Six, burning anything that remotely resembles opera, latch onto a bit of rhythm and hit us with a groovy rendition of Coquette.
I called up a ticket agency for some opera tickets, and a salesman's coming right over to see us.
Oh, wonderful, Robin. You know, we also ought to read up on operas so we'll understand them. There's a swell book out called The Opera Lover's Guide.
You just guide me to the opera. I'll do the loving, Shirley.
Never mind, Leo. Now, let's make up our mind where we want to sit before the man gets here.
Oh, gee, isn't it exciting? The opera, I mean. Gosh, if I ever got a chance to be in one, I'd probably get so excited I'd forget to speak my lines.
Don't worry, sister. Your lines speak for themselves.
Say, here comes somebody now. That must be the man from the ticket agency.
Pardon me, but is there somebody here who wants tickets for the summer opera season?
Running for the hills. The dam is busted.
Well, we're the ones that want the tickets. Are you from the ticket agency?
That's me. Theater tickets, train tickets, flight tickets, and laundry agency.
Laundry agency?
That's right. We do hand work, rough dry, and family finish.
It all sounds like wet wash to me.
Our motto is service with a smile.
Right now you could serve us with a towel.
Just a minute. I didn't come over here to be ridiculed. Do you want something or don't you?
Say, ain't you the fellow we saw at the beach a few weeks ago?
No, that's my brother. He's a spitting image of me.
Well, tell me, what kind of opera tickets have you got?
Well, it's Carmen, Tristan, Isolde, Pachigali, Rigoletto, and so forth and so forth and so forth.
You better get your valve fixed, brother. You're losing a lot of compression.
Maybe you want some tickets for a play. Would you like to see rain?
You keep talking, we'll all need reservations for lifeboats.
Well, you folks better make up your mind what you want. I can't waste time here. I got a date. I got to give a lecture on diction.
You mean you're going to lecture on diction?
That's right. I'm a very good speaker. The last time I gave a speech, it was a very, very sad story. You should see how I swayed the audience. When I was finished, there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Well, now, come on here. What opera would you kids like to see?
How should I know? I don't know one from the other.
Well, Shirley and I can sing a few for you. Then you can make up your mind.
I wouldn't know any more than I did in the first place. They're all in foreign languages anyway.
Oh, well, Leo, it's the music that's important. We can use words you'll understand. Let's show him, Robin.
Sure.
Leo, my boy, just lend an ear. We'll sing some opera for you to hear.
With opera lovers, we'll get in Dutch, for we're going to give it a roro touch.
So if you'll just be still a while, we'll sing to you habanera style. If you will just be still a while, they'll sing to you habanera style.
On my farm in Canoga Park, I've got more stock than Noah's Ark. I've lots of steers, a whole barn full. And take it from me, that's a lot of bull.
He's lots of steers, a whole barn full. And take it from us, that's a lot of bull.
I've got a cat and a shaggy dog, a little red hen and a big bullfrog.
You can't see the cat, you can't see the dog, but on a clear day you can see the fog.
You can't see the cat, you can't see the dog,
but on a clear day you can see the fog.
Folks out in Canoga Park go right to bed when it gets dark.
They raise their crops without the rain. They also raise a little cane.
They raise their crops without the rain. They also raise a little cane.
So, Leo, you see just what we mean with this rustic operatic scene.
That wasn't so bad, but sing some more.
It ain't quite what I'm looking for.
Well, Leo, my boy, if you really want more, here's some music from El Toreador. I make a profit of $7 a day selling alfalfa, and that isn't hay.
He's got a bad for trying to get rich. And he can make it if he'll get in and pitch.
Wait a minute, Pop. That song don't suit. Your voice is squeaky in the 10-cent flute. I want something that's a little hip. Ain't there no opera that's got some pep?
Then we'll finish without our rural theme and give you something that's on the beam.
With an anvil chorus roundelay about something we all should do today.
Find more funds and help to lift the cap of Nippon. We've got 'em by the throat, but we must keep our grip on. Every little son of the rising sun. Hirohito, right on the street, so by buying a bond today. Don't delay.
On saving every drop, every scrap of used fats, because every bit you turn into your butcher is needed. Industry at home needs fats, too, to help make all sorts of vitally needed materials. Don't relax in that vital job of saving used kitchen fats.
Well, folks, I got an airmail special delivery from back home today, enclosing a poem written by my Aunt Pootie's boy, who lives with his folks down in Van Buren. The poem goes like this. Everybody listens to my Uncle Bob because Lifebuoy soap does a very fine job. Well, now, I know the quality of that poem is open for discussion, but, well, you got to admit the boy's got the right idea about soap because Lifebuoy really does do a swell job for face and hand washing as well as in your bath. And you're sure going to like the way it peps you up in hot weather. So take a tip from me. You use Lifebuoy. Good night, folks, and thank you for listening.
Bob Burns Show is broadcast to our fighting forces all over the world through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is Doug Gourlay inviting you to be back with Bob Burns, Shirley Ross, Leo Garcia, and all of us next week at this same time. Remember, be popular. Use Lifebuoy. Good night. For an amazing new radio show the whole family will enjoy, listen Friday nights to Dunninger, the Master Mentalist. Dunninger performs mental feats that absolutely baffle comprehension. And there's a swell orchestra, too. Songs by captivating Marilyn Day and prizes for listeners. Rinso brings you this great show every Friday night. So remember, tune in, Dunninger. See your local paper for time and station.
Bob Burns Show came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.